The early camp meetings. It was planned that the camp meeting season would open in Toowoomba, Queensland, and the dates were set for October 12 to 23. The notice appearing in the October 1 Union Conference record stated that Ellen G. White would be attending. Writing on September 11, she stated, "The next camp meeting held in Queensland will be at Toowoomba, a beautiful city about 100 miles west from Brisbane. It is the business center of a large, fertile, and wealthy district. There is a small band of Sabbath keepers in this place, and much prejudice against the truth, but we trust that the camp meeting will sweep this away, and that this may become the center of an important work." The city, with a population of 7,000, was some 1,800 feet above sea level and located in a region of great natural beauty. 20 family tents were pitched on neatly kept grass on grounds provided by the Agricultural Society. The new canvas pavilion, 80 by 50 feet, stood near the entrance, UCR, November 1, 1899. Toowoomba was a resort city, strongly Catholic, and attendance at the meetings, in spite of a wide circulation of notices, was disappointing. Ellen White spoke the first Sabbath afternoon to about 100 persons and on Sunday afternoon to 200. Her 6 addresses during the meeting were on practical subjects. Of the location and surroundings, she declared, "We have never had a tent meeting, since my acquaintance, in any place so pleasant and so beautiful, with trees and with green grass. The tents so clean and new make a nice appearance." There were 4 churches in Queensland, with an aggregate membership of 211, and those at the camp meeting urged the organization of a conference. Elder Daniels, the union president, was there, and joined in the steps appropriate to form the new organization, UCR, December 1, 1899. G. C. Tenney was chosen president, and Herbert Lacey, assigned to Queensland for evangelistic work, was selected secretary. As evangelistic meetings were to continue in the tent after the close of the camp meeting, Lacey and his wife were left in the town for the follow-up work.